Can you give us some idea of what you did and what was the intention of making a tracing, and what was a tracing?
Well, to start with, for the first few months, I did nothing else but print. You had to get the printing clear and so that everybody could read it well. So that was how it was first spent. And then gradually you got onto the smaller drawings, which was done by the draftsman. And then it took a couple of years before you were allowed on the more intricate ones. But it was great fun. And the purpose was that we put it on linen, which meant that it lasted longer. But the only thing was you couldn't rub it out. So when we put it down, it was final. So we had to be really accurate and make sure that we did it, you know, right the first time. But it's quite a skilled job, but I don't think it no longer exists because modern technology has taken over.
What actually happened to that tracing when you had completed it, and where did it go, or what was it used for, etc.?
Well, they used to take off prints off it because it was obviously more durable than the paper, and I presume they just stored them up in an office. So they probably was there right to the last, stored away somewhere deep. They all had drawing numbers on, obviously, so that they could be looked up. If anybody was looking for a job that they wanted to look, you know, find, then they would have a number, so then they would be able to find them easily. So they were all stacked up neatly somewhere.
Can you recollect any other tracing, any other tracers you worked with or remember working as a tracer?
Well, that's where it comes in. My memory's not very good on names. I mean, I can remember Joan, and there was another blonde lady. I think she was in charge. There was Audrey, but she came after I did, so I can't say I really worked for her. I think there was about three or four. My friend Margaret Bolton worked there, but I'm not sure whether she was a tracer. I'm sorry, but my memory's not all that good.